Right now, there are thousands of people who are sitting on the fence about investing in their growth. Maybe you're one of them. You've been following coaches on social media, you're watching their content, you're considering their programs. You know that you want to make some change, but something major is holding you back. So let's explore that. And before we dive in, let me introduce myself. I'm Jack Trauma. My personal journey has taught me something profound about change and transformation, and that it always begins with a decision. Since 2018, I've had the privilege and the honor of having thousands of discovery calls and conversations with people just like you who are standing at the crossroads of change. And today, I host the Mindset Reinvented podcast, where we explore what really drives transformation and change in our lives. So stick around, because today I'm going to share something really important about making decisions that can change your life. And we're going to talk about what really happens when you book that discovery call, how to approach it, mostly with confidence, and how to get out of your own way when it comes to investing in yourself. So let me share something that happened recently that might feel somewhat familiar to you. I had someone reach out to me who had been following coaching content for over a year, and they've watched all the videos, they compared programs, they did their research. And you want to know what they told me? I wish that I had done this sooner. I wasted a year overthinking it. And here's what I find interesting about that. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the time. It was about getting out of their own way, about making a decision to truly invest in themselves. So let's talk a little bit about what's really happening when you're considering working with a coach or joining a program. On the surface, you're evaluating the content, all the testimonials, the investment. But deeper down, there's usually this internal battle happening within you. Part of you is ready for change. You can see the possibility. You know there's another level available to you. But then there's that other voice, the one that says, maybe later, or what will other people think? Or what if it doesn't work for me? I want to share something that successful entrepreneurs understand about decision-making. They know that the speed of implementation often matters more than perfection. They understand that while others are waiting for that perfect time, they're the ones that are gaining invaluable experience and, most importantly, momentum. And here's what's interesting about investing in yourself. The best time to do it is usually when it feels a little uncomfortable. Why? Because that discomfort is often a sign that you're pushing beyond your current boundaries. So let me tell you about two types of people that I've observed having years of these types of conversations. The first type spends months and sometimes years analyzing every option. They're waiting for the perfect moment and they're seeking everyone's opinion. The second type makes decisions based on their gut. They move quickly when they see opportunity, and they keep their plans private until they've achieved the results that they're after. So guess which group tends to see faster transformation? See, this isn't about rushing into decisions. It's about understanding the difference between due diligence and procrastination, between gathering information and using research as a shield against taking action. So let's talk a little bit about money for a moment, because let's be honest, it's often the elephant in the room. There is a fundamental difference between consumer spending and investing in yourself. So we can all understand this. When you buy a TV, it depreciates the moment you take it home. But when you invest in your skills and invest in your knowledge, your growth, that has the potential for returns that multiply far beyond the initial investment. And smart entrepreneurs understand the concept of OPM, which is other people's money. And they know that leveraging resources to accelerate growth isn't just okay, it's often the intelligent choice. And whether that's a business loan, a credit card, or other financing options, they see it as a tool for speed to market. But here's the key. they don't take these decisions lightly. They do their due diligence. They ask the tough questions. They trust their intuition. So let me share some tips about approaching these types of decisions. First, do your research quietly. There's no need to announce your intentions to the world. In fact, keeping your plans private often helps you stay clear about what you want, not what others think you should do. Second, when you book that discovery call, come prepared. Do your due diligence. Watch the pre-call videos. Have your questions ready. Be honest about your situation. Pay attention to how the conversation feels. Are you being heard? Is there real dialogue? Or are you being pushed towards a decision? Third, trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is. But equally, if something feels right, don't let fear of judgment hold you back. I've noticed something quite interesting about people who successfully make these decisions. They focus on the right things, and they focus on potential ROI rather than what something's going to cost them. And they ask themselves, what is the cost of not taking action, of staying where I am for another year? So I'm going to share one other story that really drives all this home. I had someone join a mentorship program recently that had been following the content for months. They had every logical reason to wait. Timing wasn't perfect. They had other financial commitments. Life was incredibly busy. But they understood something very important, that conditions are rarely perfect. The perfect time is when you're ready to commit to change. So if you're sitting on the fence right now about investing in yourself, here are some action steps that you can put into play right away. First, get crystal clear about what you really want and not what others think you should do. Second, calculate the cost of waiting in terms of time opportunity and, most importantly, growth. What are you losing by waiting? Third, trust your intuition. If you've done your research and something feels right, don't let fear hold you back. Fourth, make decisions based on ROI, not cost. And finally, remember the speed of implementation often beats perfection. So if you're watching this and you're considering your next move, I've created a free decision-making framework that will help you approach any coaching investment with clarity and confidence. And you can get it at mindsetreinvented.com/decide. And if you'd like to go deeper with me, I offer a mindset preparation session where we can explore how to approach these decisions with crystal clarity. And you can book your session at mindsetreinvented.com/clarity. And finally, for my fellow enrollment specialists, if you're listening to this, and if you have clients who are on the fence and they're battling with some internal struggles, if you think they should hear this message about mindset and decision-making, feel free to share this episode. Sometimes people just need to hear these things from a neutral third party. Because remember, change always begins with a decision. And the question is, are you ready to make yours? This is Jack Trauma. Thank you for being here today.